Life can be overwhelming. We all face moments when stress seems unbearable, when everything feels out of control, and when our minds race with anxiety and worry. In these moments, we desperately seek calm and clarity. This is where Stoicism, an ancient philosophy, can be a powerful tool to help us navigate through life's challenges with grace and resilience. Stoicism was born over 2,000 years ago in ancient Greece and later flourished in Rome. It is a philosophy that teaches us how to live a virtuous life, remain tranquil amidst chaos, and find contentment in any situation. The great Stoic philosophers, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus, left behind timeless wisdom that remains relevant today. Their teachings can guide us toward a life of peace and purpose, even in the face of adversity. Imagine waking up every day with a sense of calm, no matter what challenges lie ahead. Picture yourself facing stressful situations with a steady mind and a heart at peace. This is possible through the practice of Stoicism. At its core, Stoicism helps us understand what we can control and what we cannot. This simple yet profound insight can transform how we deal with stress. Think about the last time you were stressed. Maybe it was a work deadline, a conflict with a friend, or financial worries. Now, consider how much of that stress came from things outside your control. Perhaps you couldn't change the deadline, the other person's behavior, or the unexpected expenses. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, our thoughts, actions, and responses, and let go of everything else. This shift in perspective can be incredibly liberating. The Stoics believed that our minds are powerful tools. By learning to manage our thoughts and emotions, we can remain calm even in the most turbulent times. They taught that it is not events themselves that disturb us, but our judgments about them. For example, losing a job can be devastating if we see it as a failure. However, if we view it as an opportunity to explore new paths, our stress diminishes. This ability to reframe our thoughts is a key aspect of Stoicism. Stoicism is not about suppressing our emotions or pretending everything is fine when it isn't. It's about acknowledging our feelings and then choosing how to respond to them. When we encounter difficulties, we can either react impulsively and let stress take over, or we can pause, reflect, and respond with wisdom. The Stoics teach us to embrace this latter approach, which leads to greater peace and resilience. One of the most inspiring aspects of Stoicism is its emphasis on inner peace. The Stoics believed that true happiness comes from within, not from external circumstances. This means that we don't need to rely on others or the world around us to feel content. Instead, we cultivate a state of tranquility by aligning our thoughts and actions with our values. This inner peace is unshakable, even when life throws us curveballs. Another powerful Stoic principle is the idea of accepting what happens. This doesn't mean we become passive or indifferent. Instead, it means we acknowledge reality as it is, without wishing it were different. When we resist what is happening, we create unnecessary stress. Acceptance allows us to move forward with clarity and purpose. It helps us focus our energy on what we can change and let go of what we cannot. The Stoics also emphasized the importance of living in accordance with nature. This means understanding our place in the world and acting in harmony with it. It encourages us to be mindful of our actions, live ethically, and contribute positively to society. By doing so, we not only reduce our own stress, but also create a better environment for those around us. Practicing Stoicism is like building a muscle. It requires consistent effort and practice, but the rewards are immense. By incorporating Stoic principles into our daily lives, we can develop a resilient mindset that helps us handle stress more effectively. We can learn to see challenges as opportunities for growth and approach life with greater equanimity. In this book, we will explore 12 effective ways to deal with stressful situations through the lens of Stoicism. Each chapter will delve into a specific aspect of Stoic practice, offering practical advice and exercises to help you apply these timeless principles to your own life. Whether you're dealing with minor irritations or major life crises, Stoicism provides tools to help you stay calm, focused, and grounded. As we embark on this journey together, I encourage you to keep an open mind and heart. Stoicism is not just a philosophy to be studied, it is a way of life to be lived. By embracing its teachings, you can transform your relationship with stress and discover a deeper sense of peace and purpose. Remember, the goal is not to eliminate stress completely. Life will always have its challenges, but to learn how to navigate it with grace and resilience. So, take a deep breath and let's begin this journey into the wisdom of Stoicism. Together, we will uncover the secrets to managing stress and living a more fulfilling life. Understanding and adopting the Stoic mindset is the first step toward transforming how you deal with stress. At the heart of Stoicism is the dichotomy of control, a simple but powerful idea. Some things are within our control and others are not. Embracing this concept can change your life. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting. Frustration bubbles up and you start to feel stressed. But what if you could shift your perspective? Instead of focusing on the traffic, which you cannot control, you focus on your response. You take deep breaths, play your favorite music, or use the time to think through your day. This shift doesn't change the traffic, but it changes your experience of it. This is the essence of the Stoic mindset. The dichotomy of control teaches us to distinguish between what we can influence and what we cannot. We can control our thoughts, actions, and responses. We cannot control other people, external events, or outcomes. By focusing on what we can control, we free ourselves from the anxiety and frustration that come from trying to control the uncontrollable. This principle doesn't mean we become passive. On the contrary, it empowers us to take decisive action where we can make a difference. If you're worried about a presentation at work, focus on preparing thoroughly, practicing your delivery, and managing your nerves. You can't control the audience's reaction, but you can control how well you prepare and present. This proactive approach reduces stress and increases your confidence. Another crucial aspect of the Stoic mindset is rational thinking. Our minds are incredibly powerful, and the way we think about situations profoundly impacts our emotional responses. When faced with a stressful situation, it's easy to let emotions take over. But Stoicism teaches us to pause and engage our rational mind. Ask yourself, what is really happening here? What are the facts? How can I respond in a constructive way? This shift from emotional reaction to rational response can diffuse stress and help you handle situations more effectively. Consider the example of losing a job. The initial emotional reaction might be fear, anger, or despair. These feelings are natural, but they can cloud your judgment and make the situation seem worse than it is. A Stoic approach would be to acknowledge your emotions, but then move to rational thinking. You might assess your finances, update your resume, and start networking for new opportunities. This proactive, rational approach reduces stress and opens up new possibilities. Stoicism also encourages us to embrace change and uncertainty. Life is unpredictable, and trying to control every aspect of it is a recipe for stress. Instead, Stoics teach us to accept that change is inevitable and to view uncertainty as a natural part of life. This doesn't mean we don't plan or prepare. It means we remain flexible and open to whatever comes our way. Think about a time when your plans were disrupted. Maybe a vacation was cancelled or an important project was delayed. The initial reaction might be disappointment or frustration. But if you accept that change is a part of life and remain open to new possibilities, you can adapt and even find new opportunities. Perhaps you discover a beautiful local spot you wouldn't have visited otherwise, or you use the extra time to improve your project. By embracing change, you reduce stress and increase your resilience. Another important aspect of the Stoic mindset is resilience. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from setbacks and keep moving forward. Stoics believe that adversity is a part of life and that facing challenges helps us grow stronger. When you encounter difficulties, instead of seeing them as obstacles, view them as opportunities to build your resilience. This shift in perspective can make a significant difference in how you handle stress. Think of a time when you faced a significant challenge. Perhaps it was a personal loss, a health issue, or a career setback. While these experiences are undeniably difficult, they also offer a chance to develop resilience. By facing them head-on, learning from them, and continuing to move forward, you become stronger and better equipped to handle future challenges. This resilience is a core part of the Stoic mindset and a powerful tool for managing stress. Practicing gratitude is another key element of the Stoic mindset. When we're stressed, it's easy to focus on what's wrong and overlook what's going right. Stoicism teaches us to regularly reflect on what we are grateful for. This practice shifts our focus from problems to blessings and helps us maintain a positive outlook even in challenging times. Start by taking a few minutes each day to think about or write down things you're grateful for. It could be as simple as a sunny day, a kind word from a friend, or a good meal. By cultivating gratitude, you create a buffer against stress and build a more positive, resilient mindset. Finally, the Stoic mindset involves aligning our actions with our values. Living in accordance with our values gives us a sense of purpose and direction, which can reduce stress and increase our overall well-being. When we're clear about our values, we can make decisions more easily and stay focused on what truly matters to us. Take some time to reflect on your core values. What is most important to you? Is it integrity, kindness, growth, or something else? Once you're clear on your values, use them as a guide for your actions and decisions. This alignment with your values helps you stay grounded and focused, even when life gets stressful. By adopting the Stoic mindset, you can transform how you experience stress. Focus on what you can control, engage in rational thinking, embrace change, build resilience, practice gratitude, and live in alignment with your values. These principles not only help you manage stress, but also lead to a more fulfilling and purposeful life. As you continue reading, you'll learn practical ways to apply these Stoic principles in your daily life. Remember, the goal is not to eliminate stress completely. Life will always have its challenges, but to develop a mindset that allows you to navigate stress with grace and resilience. Embrace the journey, and you'll discover a deeper sense of peace and purpose. In today's fast-paced world, our minds are often filled with worries about the future or regrets about the past. This constant mental noise can be a major source of stress. One powerful way to counter this is by practicing mindfulness and presence. Mindfulness, a core Stoic practice, involves focusing on the present moment, fully experiencing it without judgment. Imagine you're walking in a park. Instead of letting your mind race with thoughts about what you need to do later or replaying a past conversation, you focus on the present. You notice the sound of the birds, the feel of the breeze, the colors of the flowers. This simple shift in attention can bring a sense of calm and clarity. By practicing mindfulness, you anchor yourself in the present, reducing the mental clutter that fuels stress. Mindfulness is more than just being aware of your surroundings. It's about being fully engaged in whatever you're doing. When you're eating, savor each bite instead of rushing through your meal while thinking about your to-do list. When you're talking to someone, give them your full attention instead of half listening while checking your phone. This full engagement in the present moment helps you experience life more richly and reduces the stress that comes from feeling scattered and unfocused. Meditation is a powerful tool for cultivating mindfulness. It doesn't require special skills or a lot of time. Start with just a few minutes each day. Find a quiet place, sit comfortably, and focus on your breath. When your mind wanders, gently bring it back to your breath. This simple practice trains your mind to stay present. Over time, you'll find it easier to bring this focused awareness into your daily activities. The benefits of mindfulness go beyond stress reduction. Studies show that mindfulness can improve your mood, enhance your focus, and even boost your immune system. By making mindfulness a part of your daily routine, you not only manage stress better, but also improve your overall well-being. Another key aspect of Stoic mindfulness is acceptance. When you're mindful, you observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Instead of resisting or trying to change what you're experiencing, you accept it as it is. This doesn't mean you become passive or indifferent. It means you acknowledge reality without adding extra layers of stress by wishing things were different. Imagine you're feeling anxious about a big presentation. Instead of trying to suppress your anxiety or beat yourself up for feeling nervous, you accept your anxiety. You acknowledge it without judgment. I'm feeling anxious right now. This simple act of acceptance can diffuse the intensity of your emotions and help you approach the situation with a clearer, calmer mind. Mindfulness also helps you develop greater self-awareness. By paying attention to your thoughts and feelings, you gain insight into your patterns and triggers. You start to notice how certain situations or thoughts lead to stress. With this awareness, you can make conscious choices about how to respond. Instead of reacting on autopilot, you respond with intention and clarity. Practicing mindfulness in your daily life doesn't require major changes. Start with small, simple practices. When you wake up in the morning, take a few moments to notice your breath and set an intention for the day. During the day, take mindful pauses. Before you start a task, take a deep breath and focus on what you're about to do. When you're feeling stressed, take a moment to ground yourself in the present by noticing your surroundings or your breath. Another practical way to cultivate mindfulness is through mindful movement. Activities like yoga, tai chi, or even a mindful walk can help you connect with your body and stay present. As you move, focus on the sensations in your body, the rhythm of your breath, and the environment around you. This practice not only calms your mind, but also helps you develop a deeper connection with your body. Gratitude is closely linked to mindfulness. When you're mindful, you become more aware of the positive aspects of your life that you might otherwise overlook. Take a few moments each day to reflect on what you're grateful for. It could be something as simple as a warm cup of coffee, a kind word from a friend, or a beautiful sunset. By focusing on gratitude, you shift your attention from what's lacking to what's abundant, fostering a sense of contentment and reducing stress. Another important aspect of mindfulness is being kind to yourself. Often, our stress is compounded by self-criticism and harsh judgments. When you practice mindfulness, you learn to treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer a friend. If you make a mistake or feel overwhelmed, acknowledge your feelings without judgment and remind yourself that it's okay to be imperfect. This self-compassion is a powerful antidote to stress. Incorporating mindfulness into your daily routine may feel challenging at first, especially if you're used to a busy, distracted lifestyle. But with practice, it becomes easier. The key is consistency. Even a few minutes of mindfulness each day can make a significant difference. Over time, you'll find yourself more grounded, less reactive, and better equipped to handle stress. Remember, mindfulness is not about achieving a perfectly calm state of mind. It's about being present with whatever is happening, without judgment. It's about learning to navigate life's ups and downs with a sense of awareness and acceptance. By cultivating mindfulness, you create a solid foundation for dealing with stress and living a more balanced, fulfilling life. As you continue your journey into Stoicism, keep mindfulness at the forefront. Practice being present, engage fully in your activities, and approach each moment with a sense of curiosity and acceptance. By doing so, you'll discover a deeper sense of peace and resilience, even in the face of stress. Our perception shapes our reality. How we interpret events can either magnify our stress or help us manage it. In the teachings of Stoicism, the power of perception is a central theme. By learning to see things differently, we can change our emotional response to them and reduce stress. Imagine you receive critical feedback at work. Your initial reaction might be to feel defensive or upset, interpreting the feedback as a personal attack. This perception leads to stress and negative emotions. But what if you saw the feedback as an opportunity for growth? By changing your perspective, you can reduce your stress and use the feedback to improve. The Stoics teach us that it is not events themselves that disturb us, but our judgments about them. This idea is empowering because it means we have control over our reactions. When something stressful happens, pause and consider how you are perceiving the situation. Ask yourself, is there another way to look at this? How can I see this in a more constructive light? This shift in perception can transform your experience of stress. Reframing is a powerful technique for changing your perspective. It involves looking at a situation from a different angle. For example, if you miss a flight, instead of focusing on the inconvenience, you could view it as an unexpected opportunity to relax, read, or explore the airport. By reframing the situation, you reduce your stress and open yourself to new possibilities. Practicing gratitude is another way to change your perception. When you focus on what you have rather than what you lack, you shift your mindset from scarcity to abundance. This simple change can have a profound impact on your stress levels. Each day, take a moment to reflect on the things you are grateful for. It could be your health, your loved ones, or even small pleasures like a good meal or a beautiful sunset. Gratitude helps you see the positive aspects of your life, which can make stressful situations seem less overwhelming. Acceptance is also crucial in changing your perception. Often stress arises from resisting what is happening. We wish things were different and struggle against reality. The Stoics teach us to accept what we cannot change. This doesn't mean giving up, it means acknowledging reality as it is. When you accept a situation, you free yourself from the stress of resistance and can focus on what you can do to improve it. Consider a challenging relationship. If you constantly wish the other person would change, you create stress for yourself. Instead, try accepting them as they are. This doesn't mean tolerating harmful behavior, but it does mean recognizing that you cannot control others. By accepting this, you reduce your stress and can focus on how you choose to respond to the situation. Mindfulness also plays a role in changing perception. When you are mindful, you observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. This awareness helps you see when your perceptions are causing stress. You can then choose to shift your focus. For example, if you're feeling stressed about a busy day, mindfulness helps you notice your thoughts and bring your attention back to the present moment. Instead of being overwhelmed by everything you need to do, you focus on one task at a time, reducing your stress. Another Stoic practice that helps change perception is the view from above. This involves imagining yourself looking down on your life from a great height, like a bird soaring in the sky. From this perspective, your problems and worries seem smaller and less significant. This exercise helps you gain perspective and reduces the intensity of your stress. For instance, if you're stressed about a minor conflict with a colleague, imagine viewing the situation from above. From this perspective, the conflict might seem trivial compared to the bigger picture of your life. This shift in perception can help you let go of unnecessary stress and approach the situation with a calmer mindset. Focusing on the present moment is another way to change your perception and reduce stress. When you dwell on the past or worry about the future, you miss out on the present. The Stoics remind us that the present moment is all we have. By fully engaging in the present, you reduce the stress that comes from regrets and anxieties. Take a moment to notice your surroundings. Feel the sensations in your body, listen to the sounds around you, and appreciate the beauty of the present moment. This practice of being present helps you shift your focus from stress-inducing thoughts to the here and now, where you have the power to choose your response. The language you use also shapes your perception. Negative self-talk can amplify stress, while positive self-talk can reduce it. Pay attention to how you talk to yourself. Instead of saying, "I can't handle this," try saying, "I can find a way through this." This simple change in language can shift your perception and reduce your stress. Visualization is another tool to change perception. When you visualize a positive outcome, you shift your focus from what could go wrong to what could go right. For example, if you're stressed about an upcoming presentation, visualize yourself speaking confidently and engaging your audience. This positive imagery can reduce your stress and increase your confidence. Lastly, seeking support from others can help change your perception. Talking to someone you trust can provide new insights and perspectives. They might offer a different way of looking at the situation that you hadn't considered. This fresh perspective can reduce your stress and help you see the situation in a more constructive light. By learning to change your perception, you gain control over your stress responses. Practice reframing, gratitude, acceptance, mindfulness, and positive self-talk. Use visualization and seek support when needed. These tools help you see stressful situations in a new light, reducing their impact on your well-being. As you continue your journey with Stoicism, remember that you have the power to change how you perceive the world. This shift in perception is a key step in managing stress and living a more peaceful life. Life is full of challenges. Sometimes it can feel like one thing after another, with little time to catch your breath. During these times, having a clear sense of purpose can be your anchor. A strong purpose helps you stay focused and resilient, no matter what comes your way. This chapter will explore how finding and living your purpose can reduce stress and bring more meaning to your life. Think about what truly matters to you. What are your core values? What drives you to get up in the morning? These are big questions, but they are essential for understanding your purpose. Your purpose is not just a single goal. It's a guiding principle that shapes your decisions and actions. When you align your life with your purpose, you create a sense of direction and meaning that can help you navigate even the toughest times. Imagine you're a ship at sea. Without a destination, you would drift aimlessly, at the mercy of the wind and waves. But with a clear destination, you can chart your course and stay focused, even when the sea gets rough. Your purpose is like that destination. It gives you something to aim for, helping you stay on course through life's ups and downs. Finding your purpose starts with self-reflection. Take some time to think about what you care about deeply. What are your passions and interests? What activities make you feel alive and fulfilled? Reflecting on these questions can help you uncover your purpose. It might be related to your career, relationships, personal growth, or contributing to your community. Your purpose is unique to you, and it can evolve over time. Once you have a sense of your purpose, the next step is to align your actions with it. This means making choices that reflect your values and priorities. When your actions align with your purpose, you create a sense of coherence and integrity in your life. This alignment reduces stress because you're not constantly torn between different directions. Instead, you're moving steadily toward what matters most to you. For example, if your purpose involves helping others, look for ways to incorporate that into your daily life. It could be through your job, volunteering, or simply being there for friends and family. Each small action that aligns with your purpose reinforces your sense of meaning and reduces the stress that comes from feeling disconnected or unfulfilled. Setting goals that reflect your purpose can also help you stay focused and motivated. These goals give you something concrete to work toward, breaking down your larger purpose into manageable steps. Each step you take toward your goals brings you closer to living your purpose, which can boost your confidence and reduce stress. Imagine your purpose is to promote environmental sustainability. One of your goals might be to reduce your carbon footprint. You could start by making small changes, like using reusable bags, conserving water, or supporting eco-friendly businesses. Each action, no matter how small, contributes to your larger purpose and gives you a sense of accomplishment. It's also important to remember that living your purpose doesn't mean everything will be easy. There will still be challenges and setbacks. But when you face these difficulties with a clear sense of purpose, you're more likely to persevere. Your purpose gives you the strength to keep going, even when things get tough. Consider the story of Viktor Frankl, a psychiatrist and Holocaust survivor. In his book, Man's Search for Meaning, Frankl describes how finding purpose helped him endure the unimaginable hardships of concentration camps. He observed that those who had a sense of purpose, a reason to keep going, were more resilient. Frankl's experience shows the incredible power of purpose to help us endure and overcome even the most extreme stress. Living your purpose also means being true to yourself. It's about making choices that reflect your true values, even when it's difficult. This authenticity reduces the stress that comes from trying to meet others' expectations or conform to external pressures. When you're true to yourself, you create a sense of inner peace and confidence. Mindfulness can help you stay connected to your purpose. By staying present and aware, you can make conscious choices that align with your values. Regularly check in with yourself to ensure your actions reflect your purpose. This practice helps you stay on track and make adjustments as needed. Sharing your purpose with others can also be a powerful way to stay motivated and reduce stress. When you talk about what matters to you, you reinforce your commitment and inspire others. Surround yourself with people who support and encourage your purpose. Their support can provide a sense of community and reduce feelings of isolation. Remember, finding and living your purpose is a journey, not a destination. It's okay if you don't have all the answers right away. Take small steps, reflect regularly, and be open to growth and change. Your purpose can evolve as you learn more about yourself and the world around you. Living with purpose brings a deeper sense of fulfillment and reduces the stress that comes from feeling aimless or disconnected. It helps you stay focused and resilient, even in the face of challenges. By aligning your actions with your values and goals, you create a life that is meaningful and true to who you are. As you continue your journey, keep your purpose in mind. Let it guide your decisions and actions. Embrace the challenges as opportunities to grow and stay true to yourself. With a clear sense of purpose, you can navigate life's stresses with confidence and grace, knowing that you're moving toward what truly matters. Life's challenges can often make us feel overwhelmed and isolated. When stress builds up, It's easy to withdraw and try to handle everything on our own. However, reaching out and building a strong support system can be one of the most effective ways to manage stress and navigate difficult times. Imagine you're carrying a heavy load. At first, you might manage on your own, but as the weight increases, it becomes harder to bear. Now, think about having friends and family by your side, each helping to carry a part of the load. Suddenly, what seemed impossible becomes manageable. This is the power of a support system. Having people you can rely on provides emotional comfort and practical assistance. When you share your struggles, you realize you're not alone, and this can significantly reduce your stress. Talking to someone who listens and understands can lift a great weight off your shoulders. It helps you gain perspective, find solutions, and feel more connected. Building a support system starts with identifying the people in your life who genuinely care about you. These could be family members, friends, co-workers, or even support groups. The key is to look for people who listen without judgment, offer encouragement, and are there when you need them. Surround yourself with positive influences who uplift and inspire you. Communication is essential in maintaining strong relationships. Reach out regularly to the people in your support system. Share your thoughts, feelings, and experiences. Being open and honest helps deepen your connections. It's not just about seeking support when you're stressed. It's about building a foundation of trust and mutual care. This ongoing connection makes it easier to turn to them when you need help. Sometimes you might hesitate to ask for help, fearing you'll be a burden. Remember, everyone needs support at times, and your loved ones likely want to be there for you just as you would for them. Asking for help is not a sign of weakness. It's a strength. It takes courage to acknowledge when you need support and to reach out. In addition to emotional support, practical assistance can also alleviate stress. If you're overwhelmed with tasks, don't hesitate to ask for help. Maybe a friend can lend a hand with a project, or a family member can help with errands. Sharing responsibilities lightens your load and allows you to focus on what truly matters. Your support system isn't just about receiving help, it's also about giving. Helping others can be incredibly fulfilling and can even reduce your own stress. When you support others, you strengthen your relationships and create a sense of community. It reminds you that you're part of something larger than yourself, which can be comforting during tough times. Consider joining a group or community that aligns with your interests or challenges. Support groups, clubs, or online communities can provide a sense of belonging and shared understanding. These groups offer a space to share experiences, gain insights, and find encouragement. Being part of a community where people face similar challenges can be empowering and reassuring. Self-care is another crucial aspect of managing stress, and your support system can play a significant role in it. Encourage each other to engage in activities that promote well-being. This could be anything from exercising together, practicing mindfulness, or simply enjoying a hobby. Supporting each other in maintaining healthy habits creates a positive environment where everyone benefits. Professional support is also valuable. Therapists, counselors, and coaches can provide expert guidance and strategies for managing stress. If you're struggling, consider seeking professional help. These professionals can offer a neutral perspective and equip you with tools to navigate life's challenges more effectively. Setting boundaries is important in any relationship, including those in your support system. While it's essential to be there for each other, it's also crucial to respect each other's limits. Ensure that your relationships are balanced and healthy, with mutual respect and understanding. Healthy boundaries help maintain strong, supportive connections without overwhelming either party. Expressing gratitude is a powerful way to strengthen your support system. Let the people in your life know how much you appreciate their support. A simple thank you, a heartfelt note, or a small gesture of kindness can go a long way. Gratitude fosters a positive atmosphere and reinforces the bonds you share with others. Reflect on the people who have supported you through tough times. Their presence, encouragement, and understanding have likely made a significant difference in your life. These reflections remind you of the strength and resilience you gain from having a strong support system. Your support system can also include spiritual or philosophical communities. Engaging with a group that shares your beliefs can provide a sense of purpose and belonging. Whether it's a religious congregation, a meditation group, or a philosophical society, these communities offer support and a sense of connection. Pets can also be a source of support. The unconditional love and companionship of a pet can provide comfort and reduce stress. Spending time with animals can have a calming effect and bring joy to your life. Whether it's a dog, cat, or even a fish, pets can be loyal companions in times of stress. Building and maintaining a support system requires effort, but the rewards are immense. The sense of connection, shared understanding, and mutual support can significantly reduce your stress and enhance your overall well-being. When you know you have people who care about you and are there for you, you're better equipped to handle whatever life throws your way. Remember, you don't have to go through life's challenges alone. Reach out, connect, and build a strong support system. Surround yourself with people who lift you up and be there to lift others as well. Together, you can navigate stress and create a more resilient, fulfilling life. Life often presents us with circumstances beyond our control. These situations can be a significant source of stress if we try to change what we cannot. The Stoic philosophy teaches us the importance of focusing on what we can control and letting go of what we cannot. This mindset can transform how we handle stress and lead to a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Imagine you're caught in a traffic jam on your way to an important meeting. Your first reaction might be frustration and anxiety about being late. But think about it. Can you control the traffic? No. What you can control is your response to it. Instead of getting worked up, you could use the time to listen to a calming podcast or practice deep breathing. By shifting your focus to what you can control, you reduce your stress and make the best of the situation. This principle of control is at the heart of Stoicism. The Stoics teach us to differentiate between what is within our control, our thoughts, actions, and attitudes, and what is not, other people's actions, external events, and outcomes. By focusing our energy on what we can influence, we gain a sense of empowerment and reduce the frustration that comes from trying to control the uncontrollable. To apply this principle, start by identifying the aspects of a stressful situation that you can control. For example, if you're dealing with a difficult coworker, you can't control their behavior, but you can control how you respond. You can choose to stay calm, set boundaries, or seek support from a supervisor. By focusing on your actions and attitudes, you take charge of your experience and reduce your stress. Accepting what we cannot control doesn't mean we become passive or indifferent. It means we acknowledge reality and respond to it with clarity and intention. This acceptance frees us from the futile struggle against the inevitable and allows us to direct our energy where it can make a difference. One practical way to embrace this mindset is through the practice of amor fati, a Latin phrase meaning love of fate. This Stoic concept encourages us to not only accept what happens, but to embrace it as necessary and beneficial for our growth. When we view challenges as opportunities to learn and grow, we transform our experience of stress. Consider a situation where you face an unexpected job loss. Instead of succumbing to despair, you can see it as an opportunity to explore new career paths, learn new skills, or pursue a long-held passion. By embracing the change and focusing on what you can control, your response, your actions, and your attitude, you turn a stressful event into a stepping stone for growth. Mindfulness is another powerful tool for managing what we can and cannot control. By staying present and observing our thoughts and feelings without judgment, we gain clarity about our reactions. This awareness helps us choose responses that align with our values and goals, rather than reacting impulsively to stressors. For instance, when you feel overwhelmed by a looming deadline, take a moment to breathe and assess the situation mindfully. What aspects can you control? You can prioritize tasks, seek help if needed, and manage your time effectively. By focusing on these actionable steps, you reduce the stress associated with the deadline and increase your productivity. Practicing gratitude can also shift our focus from what we lack to what we have. When we appreciate the positives in our lives, we become less preoccupied with what we cannot control. Gratitude helps us see the abundance around us, fostering a sense of contentment and reducing stress. Each day, take a few moments to reflect on what you're grateful for. It could be your health, your relationships, or even small joys like a good meal or a beautiful sunset. This practice redirects your attention to the positive aspects of your life, creating a buffer against stress. Setting realistic expectations is crucial for managing stress. Often, stress arises from unmet expectations or the pressure to meet unrealistic standards. By setting achievable goals and being realistic about what you can control, you reduce unnecessary stress and set yourself up for success. When planning your day, break tasks into manageable steps and set realistic deadlines. Be kind to yourself and acknowledge that it's okay if things don't always go as planned. This approach helps you stay focused and reduces the pressure that comes from trying to control every outcome. Building resilience is another essential aspect of focusing on what we can control. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from setbacks and adapt to change. By developing resilience, we enhance our capacity to handle stress and thrive despite challenges. To build resilience, focus on cultivating a positive mindset, developing strong relationships, and taking care of your physical and mental health. Practices like regular exercise, healthy eating, sufficient sleep, and mindfulness can strengthen your resilience. When you're resilient, you're better equipped to handle stress and adapt to whatever comes your way. Forgiving yourself and others is a powerful way to let go of what you cannot control. Holding on to grudges and self-blame only adds to your stress. By practicing forgiveness, you release the burden of negative emotions and create space for healing and growth. If you find yourself stuck in a cycle of blame or regret, take a step back and reflect on the situation with compassion. Understand that everyone makes mistakes, and holding on to resentment doesn't change the past. Forgive yourself and others, and focus on how you can move forward constructively. Lastly, remember that focusing on what you can control is an ongoing practice. It's not about achieving perfection, but about making consistent, mindful choices. Life will always have uncertainties and challenges, but by embracing the Stoic principle of control, you can navigate stress with greater ease and resilience. As you continue your journey, keep this principle in mind. Identify what you can control, accept what you cannot, and focus your energy on constructive actions. By doing so, you create a life of greater peace, purpose, and fulfillment, regardless of external circumstances. In our fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in the rush and lose sight of what's happening right now. Stress often comes from worrying about the future or dwelling on the past. However, living in the present moment can help reduce stress and bring more peace and clarity into your life. Think about the last time you felt truly calm and content. Chances are, you were fully engaged in what you were doing at that moment. Maybe you were enjoying a walk in nature, playing with a pet, or simply savoring a cup of coffee. These moments of presence remind us that peace is found in the here and now. Living in the present means focusing your attention on what is happening right now, rather than getting lost in thoughts about the past or future. It means fully experiencing your current situation, whatever it may be, with acceptance and openness. This practice can be incredibly freeing and can help you navigate stress with greater ease. One effective way to bring your attention to the present is through mindfulness. Mindfulness involves paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. It's about observing your experience as it unfolds, moment by moment. When you're mindful, you're not trying to change anything. You're simply noticing and accepting what is. Start by practicing mindfulness in small, everyday activities. When you're eating, focus on the taste, texture, and aroma of your food. When you're walking, notice the feeling of your feet touching the ground and the rhythm of your breath. These simple practices help you anchor your attention in the present and cultivate a sense of peace. Deep breathing is another powerful tool for bringing yourself into the present moment. When you're stressed, your breath often becomes shallow and rapid. By taking slow, deep breaths, you signal to your body that it's time to relax. Try this. Inhale deeply through your nose, hold the breath for a few seconds, and then exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this a few times and notice how your body and mind begin to calm down. Engaging your senses is another way to ground yourself in the present. Look around and notice the colors, shapes, and textures in your environment. Listen to the sounds you hear, from the hum of traffic to the chirping of birds. Feel the sensations in your body, whether it's the warmth of the sun on your skin or the coolness of a breeze. By tuning into your senses, you bring your attention away from stressful thoughts and into the present moment. It's also helpful to create moments of stillness in your day. In our busy lives, we often move from one task to the next without pausing to catch our breath. Take a few minutes each day to sit quietly and do nothing. Just breathe and be. This practice of stillness can help you reset and reconnect with the present. When you find yourself overwhelmed by stress, take a moment to check in with yourself. Ask, what is happening right now? What do I need in this moment? This simple question can help you shift your focus from worrying about what might happen to attending to what is actually happening. Accepting the present moment as it is, without trying to change it, can also reduce stress. Often, stress comes from wishing things were different than they are. By accepting reality, you free yourself from this struggle and can respond to your situation more effectively. Acceptance doesn't mean you like or approve of everything. It simply means acknowledging what is, so you can deal with it more clearly. For example, if you're stuck in traffic, instead of getting frustrated, try accepting the situation. You can't change the traffic, but you can change how you respond to it. Maybe you use the time to listen to an audiobook or call a friend. By accepting the moment, you reduce stress and make the best of the situation. Living in the present also means letting go of past regrets and future worries. The past is over and the future hasn't happened yet. All we have is this moment. When you find yourself ruminating about the past or worrying about the future, gently bring your attention back to the present. Remind yourself that you can handle whatever comes your way, one moment at a time. Gratitude is a powerful practice that helps you stay present. By focusing on what you appreciate right now, you shift your attention from what's lacking to what's abundant. Each day, take a moment to reflect on what you're grateful for. It could be something as simple as a kind word from a friend or the beauty of a sunset. Gratitude helps you see the richness of the present moment. Connecting with others can also bring you into the present. When you're with someone, give them your full attention. Listen deeply, without thinking about what you're going to say next. This presence strengthens your relationships and creates meaningful connections that nourish your soul. Physical activity is another great way to stay present. When you're moving your body, whether through exercise, dancing, or playing a sport, you're fully engaged in the moment. Physical activity releases endorphins, which are natural stress relievers, and helps you feel more grounded and energized. Creativity can also anchor you in the present. Engaging in creative activities like drawing, painting, writing, or playing music allows you to express yourself and focus on the process rather than the outcome. This creative flow brings joy and reduces stress. Remember, living in the present is a practice. It's not about doing it perfectly, but about coming back to the present moment whenever you notice your mind has wandered. With time and patience, this practice becomes more natural, and you begin to experience more peace and clarity. As you continue your journey, embrace the power of the present moment. Let go of past regrets and future worries, and focus on what is happening right now. By living in the present, you reduce stress, find more joy, and create a life filled with peace and purpose. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns. Sometimes things don't go as planned, and we face challenges that seem insurmountable. In these moments, cultivating a mindset of flexibility and adaptability can help us navigate stress and emerge stronger. Being flexible doesn't mean giving up on your goals. It means being open to different paths and solutions when obstacles arise. Imagine a tree in a storm. A rigid tree might snap under the pressure of the wind, but a flexible tree bends and sways, staying rooted despite the turmoil. Like the flexible tree, we can learn to bend without breaking, adapting to life's challenges while staying true to our core values. Flexibility starts with letting go of rigid expectations. When we hold on to a specific outcome too tightly, we set ourselves up for disappointment and stress when things don't go as planned. Instead, approach your goals with a sense of openness. Have a clear vision of what you want to achieve, but be willing to adapt your methods and timelines as needed. For example, if you're working on a project at work and encounter unexpected setbacks, instead of becoming frustrated, take a step back and reassess your approach. Ask yourself, what can I do differently to move forward? This shift in mindset allows you to find new solutions and reduce the stress associated with unmet expectations. Adopting a growth mindset is another way to enhance your flexibility. A growth mindset, a concept developed by psychologist Carol Dweck, is the belief that abilities and intelligence can be developed through effort and learning. When you embrace a growth mindset, you view challenges as opportunities to grow rather than as threats to your success. When you face a difficult situation, remind yourself that it's a chance to learn and improve. Instead of thinking, "I can't do this," try thinking, "I can't do this yet." This subtle shift in language fosters resilience and helps you stay motivated, even when the going gets tough. Being adaptable also means being willing to try new things and step out of your comfort zone. Often, stress comes from clinging to familiar routines and resisting change. While routines can provide a sense of stability, being too attached to them can limit your ability to adapt to new circumstances. Think about a time when you tried something new and it turned out to be a positive experience. Maybe you took on a new role at work, learned a new skill, or traveled to a new place. These experiences can be intimidating at first, but they often lead to personal growth and new opportunities. Embrace the unknown with curiosity and openness, and you'll find that you're more capable than you realized. Practicing self-compassion is crucial when developing flexibility. When you encounter setbacks, it's easy to be hard on yourself and feel discouraged. Instead, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend. Acknowledge your efforts and recognize that making mistakes is a natural part of the learning process. If you miss a deadline or don't achieve a goal as planned, remind yourself that it's okay. Reflect on what you've learned from the experience and how you can apply that knowledge moving forward. Self-compassion helps you bounce back from setbacks with greater resilience and less stress. Another important aspect of flexibility is being open to feedback. Sometimes we become so focused on our way of doing things that we miss out on valuable insights from others. Being receptive to feedback, whether it's from a colleague, friend, or mentor, can provide new perspectives and help you improve. When you receive feedback, listen with an open mind and avoid becoming defensive. Consider how the feedback can help you grow and enhance your approach. This openness not only helps you adapt, but also strengthens your relationships and fosters a collaborative environment. Practicing mindfulness can also enhance your adaptability. Mindfulness helps you stay present and aware, allowing you to respond to situations with greater clarity and intention. When you're mindful, you're less likely to react impulsively to stressors and more likely to consider different options and perspectives. In moments of stress, take a few deep breaths and bring your attention to the present moment. Observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment and consider how you can respond in a way that aligns with your values and goals. This mindful approach helps you stay calm and make more thoughtful decisions. Building flexibility also involves taking care of your physical and mental health. When you're well rested, nourished, and active, you're better equipped to handle stress and adapt to changes. Prioritize self-care practices that support your well-being, such as regular exercise, healthy eating, and sufficient sleep. Engaging in activities that bring you joy and relaxation can also help you stay flexible. Whether it's spending time in nature, practicing a hobby, or connecting with loved ones, these activities provide a sense of balance and help you recharge. When you take care of yourself, you have more energy and resilience to face challenges. Remember that flexibility is a skill that can be developed over time. It's not about being perfect or having all the answers, but about being open to learning and growth. Each time you navigate a challenge with flexibility, you build your capacity to handle future stresses with greater ease. As you continue your journey, embrace the mindset of flexibility and adaptability. Let go of rigid expectations, adopt a growth mindset, and be open to new experiences and feedback. Practice self-compassion, mindfulness, and self-care to support your well-being. By cultivating flexibility, you can navigate life's challenges with greater resilience and find peace and fulfillment, even in the face of uncertainty. Life is full of uncertainties, and often we fear the unknown. This fear can create stress and prevent us from living fully. However, embracing uncertainty and seeing it as a natural part of life can help reduce stress and open up new opportunities for growth and happiness. Think about a time when you faced something unknown and felt afraid. Maybe it was starting a new job, moving to a new city, or beginning a new relationship. The uncertainty might have been intimidating, but it also brought new experiences and growth. Embracing uncertainty means accepting that we cannot predict or control everything, and that's okay. One way to embrace uncertainty is to change our mindset about it. Instead of seeing uncertainty as something negative, we can view it as a chance for discovery and learning. When we approach the unknown with curiosity and openness, it becomes less frightening and more exciting. This shift in perspective can reduce stress and help us enjoy life more. Imagine you're standing at the edge of a forest and you can't see what's ahead. You could be afraid of the unknown dangers or excited about the adventure and beauty that await. By choosing to be curious and open, You turn a potentially stressful situation into an opportunity for growth and wonder. Another way to embrace uncertainty is to focus on the present moment. Often, our fear of the unknown comes from worrying about what might happen in the future. By staying present and mindful, we can reduce these fears and deal with challenges as they come. Mindfulness helps us appreciate the here and now, rather than getting lost in worries about the future. Practicing gratitude can also help us embrace uncertainty. When we focus on what we're thankful for, we shift our attention from what's lacking to what's abundant. Gratitude helps us see the positive aspects of our lives, even in uncertain times. Each day, take a moment to reflect on what you're grateful for, no matter how small. This practice can bring peace and perspective, reducing stress and helping you embrace the unknown with a positive attitude. Building resilience is another key to handling uncertainty. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from setbacks and adapt to change. By developing resilience, we can navigate uncertainties with greater confidence and less stress. To build resilience, focus on strengthening your physical, emotional, and mental health. Regular exercise, healthy eating, and sufficient sleep are essential for physical resilience. Emotional resilience can be built through strong relationships and self-compassion. Mental resilience comes from a growth mindset and the willingness to learn and adapt. Facing our fears directly can also help us embrace uncertainty. Sometimes we fear the unknown because we imagine the worst-case scenarios. By confronting our fears, we can reduce their power over us. Start by identifying what you're afraid of, and then take small steps to face those fears. For example, if you're afraid of public speaking, start by practicing in front of a mirror, then in front of a small group of friends, and gradually work your way up to larger audiences. Each step you take reduces your fear and increases your confidence in handling uncertainty. Seeking support from others is crucial when dealing with uncertainty. Talking to friends, family, or a counselor can provide comfort and new perspectives. Sharing your fears and concerns with others can lighten your emotional load and help you feel less alone. Supportive relationships provide a safety net, making it easier to face the unknown. Embracing uncertainty also involves letting go of the need for perfection. Often, we stress about the unknown because we want everything to go perfectly. However, perfection is an unrealistic expectation that only adds to our stress. Accept that it's okay to make mistakes and that imperfection is a natural part of life. By letting go of perfection, you free yourself to take risks and explore new possibilities without the fear of failure. Developing a sense of humor can also help you deal with uncertainty. Laughter lightens the mood and makes stressful situations more manageable. Try to find humor in challenging situations and don't take yourself too seriously. This playful attitude can help you stay positive and resilient in the face of the unknown. Visualization can be a powerful tool for embracing uncertainty. When you imagine positive outcomes, you reduce your fear of the unknown and increase your confidence. Take a few minutes each day to visualize yourself successfully navigating uncertain situations. See yourself calm, confident, and adaptable. This practice can help you approach real-life uncertainties with a more positive and proactive mindset. Setting flexible goals is another way to handle uncertainty. While it's important to have goals, being too rigid can lead to stress when things don't go as planned. Set goals that are clear but allow for flexibility in how you achieve them. This approach helps you stay focused on your purpose while adapting to changes along the way. Finally, remember that uncertainty is a part of everyone's life. You are not alone in facing the unknown. Everyone experiences uncertainty and has their own fears and challenges. By acknowledging this, you can feel more connected to others and less isolated in your journey. As you continue to embrace uncertainty, keep in mind that it's an ongoing process. It's not about eliminating fear, but about learning to live with it and see it as an opportunity for growth. By adopting a positive and flexible mindset,